Dr. Marketing Tips, paging Dr. Marketing Tips. Dr. Marketing Tips, you're needed in the marketing department.
Welcome to the Dr. Marketing Tips Podcast, your prescription to the answers you seek to grow your medical practice easier, better, and faster. This show is all about connecting practice administrators and medical marketing professionals with peers working in practices, learning from experiences, making mistakes, and sharing successes. Let's get started.
Hey there, welcome to the Dr. Marketing Tips Show. I am one of your co-hosts, Jennifer, and today I'm joined by Jennifer Taggart on our team at Insight Marketing Group. She is our VP of Client Services, and Taggart and I are going to talk to you all about why you might want to hold an event at your medical practice, the reasons you could hold an event at your medical practice, and some real tips for what to do before an event, what to do during an event, and how to have some post-event follow-up so that you can really achieve your goals for your medical practice. Taggart, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, I'm very excited.
So let's get into it. Like, why would we even want to hold an event? And let me preface it with this. So Taggart and I are recording this, and we refer to each other by Taggart and Jennifer because we both are JTs.
Good opportunity to clarify that.
Yes, definitely need to clarify that. But you know, we're filming this about a week before Thanksgiving. We've had two clients this week alone that have held events at their practices. And I'm up to my eyeballs planning an open house event for another practice as well. So, you know, there's always a different reason for having an event, but what are some of those reasons that you've seen, Jen?
Well, there's the plethora of different reasons. So, you know, if you're talking about a medical practice, you're talking about a new physician joining the practice, an opening of a new location, a celebration of a 20th anniversary or an anniversary at all, 1 year could be. And sometimes you really don't even need a reason.
Because everybody loves a party.
Right, exactly. You don't even need a reason. You could just say, you know what, we're going to host an happy hour or an after hours or just an open house. And just kind of say thank you to those people that are patronizing your business or referring to your practice.
Yeah, because you could have an event for referring physicians, you know, to deepen those relationships. We get a lot of requests like, how do I build referring relationships? Well, an event is a good thing to have, you know, I say event in air quotes, but it's good to have some kind of event to give you a reason to go out and knock on doors. You could do an event for your employees. You know, we're having a lot of holiday parties right now that are going on. Sometimes you forget about that, but that's still a marketing opportunity. You could do an event, like you said, like maybe it is a new physician or something like that. Or, you know, just because you don't have a reason per se, everybody loves a party. And a party is a reason to go out and deepen those relationships that you count on to develop your practice.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's also a great reason to introduce yourself to the community that maybe you haven't, you know? If you open up, we just attended an event the Friday night before we came up here to Louisville. And part of that was literally inviting the community to come in and really get a chance to socialize with the people in the practice rather than it being, you know, kind of business as usual. There were a lot of people that lived in the area or patronized the business that literally just wanted to come and say hi.
That's exactly the case. And so I think the thing about having an event or a party is it's a real chance to knock on doors, invite people, connect with people you haven't connected with in a long time. And it's a very easy, non-intrusive method of doing so. So let's talk about what you should be thinking about before you plan an event. What would be your kind of top tips, Jen?
Well, honestly, the first thing you need to think about is what is the goal? What is the goal of the event? Is it that you just want to introduce yourself to the community or reintroduce yourself to the community? Is it an expansion? You know, what is the goal, you know?
So for purposes of this conversation, let's just pick something. So let's say we have a new doctor that's getting ready to start in about a month, and we need to do something to market that new doctor. So let's assume we're gonna have an event, an open house to as a meet and greet for the doctor. What should we be thinking about?
Perfect. You want to be thinking about those offices or those referring practices that would utilize the services that he's bringing to your practice. So you definitely want to bring that into the fold. You want to invite your current referring physicians. And then you also kind of want to spread your net a little bit wider in those that may or may not refer. But it's always a good idea to reach the hand out to kind of your peers to introduce them to the new member of your family, if you will, or the practice. You also want to really keep in mind that your community leaders want to be involved, they want to be invited, and they want to meet this new member of their community. So getting the chamber involved is actually very important.
So I would say this too. I think that the thing about having an event is some people are gonna come. But sometimes doing a party, it's more about inviting someone to attend than it is about them attending as well. Like, I hear practices all the time. Somebody's like, I only have 12 RSVPs. That's okay, because you invited 150 people. And when you're pre-planning it, let's say you go back to the kind of the referral relationships. Like you said, you pull your referral list, but maybe you expand that referral list. Maybe you actually get really deep on that referral list and you do a printed invite. You send that printed invite out in the mail. Then you put somebody on your team, task them with calling the people. Hey, I'm inviting you to Dr. Smith. Dr. Smith's new to our practice. We're having an open house for him. We'd really love it if you would attend. I can't attend, but tell me about Dr. Smith. I haven't heard from you guys in years. I sent you a patient 6 months ago and XYZ, I didn't get a follow-up. This is a great opportunity for the person you've tasked with making those calls to actually do some research and like survey some of your existing providers and use that opportunity to have those conversations to find out more about your practice. Even if those people don't attend, hosting an event is a great reason to pick up the phone and call them.
You know, to that point too, if you're talking about referring physicians, if you are calling or if you are extending the invite, it's always good. Yes, it would be fantastic if the doctor came and actually built that peer-to-peer relationship. However, that referral coordinator or that nurse practitioner or your mid-levels, they're also making referrals. So you want to make sure that you're including them as well. It's the office that is invited, not just the particular physician.
That's a great point. I think that you want to, let's go back to the scenario. You drop an invite in the mail. You follow it up with a phone call. You probably don't have time to call them twice, but you can follow it up with a phone call. Doctors, you're the only ones using a fax machine still. Follow it up with a fax. There's no reason not to. For the practices that you have emails for, send them an email. You, all of a sudden, you've had four interactions with your referring physicians to invite them to a party that they may or may not attend, but I promise you, they now are thinking about your name, they're thinking about your doctors, and they now know you have a new physician starting.
Absolutely, and one thing I will add to that too, if you do have an email address for them, you always wanna put in that calendar link so that they can click on that and add it to their calendar immediately. That way then it's a reminder, because you do wanna make sure that you're sending out your invites, whether it be email, printed and mailed, or hand delivered. You want to make sure that you give people enough time to plan. People have families, they have other commitments, so you want to make sure that you send it out in a timely manner so that they have time to plan. But that email with that calendar link is a reminder to them as well. So if you do have their email list, you want to send that email reminder maybe the week before and then maybe a few days before again.
It's also a great opportunity if you're calling to build your email list.
Absolutely.
I'm calling, I want to email an invite to the doctor. Can I get his email, please? And then all of a sudden, you're now building a referral database, email database that you could use at the event or you could use it for other things. I would encourage you, if you can, to go out and do face-to-face visits. For the practices specifically who you want those people to attend, I would do face-to-face. And then if you've got the time, I would follow up a couple days ahead of the event with another phone call to the RSVPs. Mm-hmm. Make sure you are reminding them to come and you acknowledge them. We had an event this past week, large orthopedic practice. They called and they said, Jen, I'm a little concerned. We've got all the foods ordered, all the cocktails are ordered. We got all the swag coming. I've only got 5 RSVPs. I said, hold on a second. We emailed the invites. I went and looked. We had a really high open rate on the invites.
Yep.
We called all the people. A lot of them were doctors, so you know, you just got voicemails. And then we sent out another email reminder, and then boom, 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 they got all the RSVPs in. And I said, hey, Stephanie, she's the practice administrator. I said, send out an email to the list from your personal email and blind copy them, and I bet you'll start getting more because it'll get through the firewalls as well. So those are all Absolutely. Things that you want to do ahead of the event. But I can't stress enough, it's not about how many people come.
No.
It's about how many interactions you have leading up to it. It's another chance to market your practice.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about day of. Day of jitters, you have your event, your party's tonight, you have a full clinic during the day. You got, you know, Betty called in, she's not even at the front desk. You're not sure if the caterers are gonna come. The weather says it might rain. What do you do?
Well, look, planning is key. So in your planning process, you need to make sure that you have a backup plan. You have a backup plan for weather. You have a backup plan for food being late. You never know, there could be, you know, an accident on the highway and the caterer's running an hour and a half late. You need to have a backup plan. So as you're planning, as you're building your timeline, build in that backup plan so that you can think on the fly. You already know what you're doing. The minute something possibly goes wrong, you have a plan already and you don't have to think about it.
Yeah, I don't think you overthink it. I think have your decorations kind of ready. Like, we like to keep an event box of like the basics, maybe a checklist that you've created ahead of time. I need cups, I need ice, I need a cooler, I need this, I need that. I think something that gets overlooked a little bit is the importance of name tags. You want people to know who's at the event. You want to make it easy for your providers or for anybody else to identify who people are.
Absolutely. I mean, engaging your employees in the event is crucial. They are an extension of your event, and empowering them to speak for your practice or your organization is crucial. And having that identifying name tag or t-shirt, if everybody that's working there that night maybe has the same t-shirt on, if you're supporting some charity, you have that on. You know, anything that identifies them, so when people are there, they become your greeters, they become your information givers, they become your directors. If, where's the restroom? It's right down this way. You know, they're all involved, and that's really great to encourage them to be involved.
So you're getting some tips right now that are sometimes you might think, that sounds like if I'm doing a big event. That's because we've, over the years, long before we got into medical marketing, and we've been doing this 20 plus years now, Taggart and I both did very large scale events. So we know how to put on an event. We know the things that should stress you out and the things that shouldn't stress you out. So you're getting big picture, but it doesn't have to be that complicated for your little event, which could be big or could be little.
Absolutely.
Something I would encourage you to do, which is easy, low-hanging fruit, pad the room. You're worried that people are going to show up, right? Pad the room with employees, with family members, with vendors that you know are going to show. We went to an event just this past week, open house for a client that was expanding, huge expansion of their office. There were so many kids running around, and this wasn't a kid-friendly event.
No, it was their physicians and the employees' families that all got to enjoy and see where they work every day. And that really gets buy-in from your employees too, you know. They feel like it's a place where they can come with their family and really show them and take pride in where they work.
Yeah, so that was their backup. They were really aiming to get, you know, referring physicians and key members of the community, but they also invited their employees. It depends on the dynamic of your employees, but they invited their employees. A lot of the employees brought their kids. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of a formal event. Not formal, but it wasn't a picnic. You know, it was a nice evening event. There were cocktails. There was, you know, a lot of things going on. They also invited vendors. And then what I thought was really interesting, they invited repeat patients. So they hand-selected patients that they knew would be good contributors to the event, mm-hmm. and they invited them as well. And so all of a sudden, something that could have been 25 people ended up being 75 to 100 people, and it felt like a party.
Absolutely. You know, another thing that they did that I really, really liked is it's the time of the year, it's Thanksgiving, so they tied in a food drive.
Yep, that's great.
And everybody that came to the event brought a, you know, non-perishable item, and this makes great marketing. Not only does it make great marketing for the night of the event, that actually brings me to another point. Make sure that you have someone there to take photos, take videos, get those moments that you can share later, that really gives you another another touch point, you know, either it's in your thank you for attending or thank you for joining us, or it's in your social media to, you know, just show off how great the event was.
That's a great point, and that kind of leads me to, what do you do after the event? So you had a photographer during the event, it's the day after. First and foremost, you should download those photos that you took, comb through them, and real quick, do a social media post with some of the highlighted photos from last night. And then if you have a chance to do some video, you should do some video. Maybe craft an email follow-up to everybody who got invited and who attended.
Absolutely.
You know, you want to show people what they missed, and you want to show them who else was there, if that's pertinent. That's an easy way to, again, have another interaction. What else should you be doing?
The night of the event?
Nope, the event.
Afterwards. Oh, well, I've learned this the hard way. You do need to have a staff ready to help with cleanup. You need to have a cleanup plan.
Oh, that's a good point.
Because many, many of times we have been left, everybody said their goodbyes, and you're left like, oh my gosh, I have to do this all by myself.
That's very true.
So I did want to forget that. Make a plan for who's going to stay and help clean up. But I really think it's a great opportunity to reach out to those folks maybe that didn't come. That peer-to-peer kind of relationship is crucial, really. If your doctor has time to pick up the phone and say, hey, sorry we missed you, I'd really like to take the opportunity to stop by and introduce you to this new physician, or I'd love to schedule a time that you could come in and tour our new facility.
Absolutely. I think that's a key piece. If you had a sign-up sheet, which I hope you did, because if you had a name tag station, you had a sign-up sheet, you should reach out to the people that came and get some feedback. Or further that relationship, or have some kind of
plan. Or did you get a chance to meet him if it's a new physician? Or did you get a tour? If not, take that opportunity to further that relationship and schedule a time to either meet or come and see the new location.
I think that's great. That's great advice. And then I've got an event, and this is kind of like my final tip here. I have an event that we're working on, and we don't do events every day, but we do a lot of them because our clients want to do events for the same reasons we're talking about. So I'm doing one that's an annual event, and we're cleaning up the list, and we need to send out an email today to invite people and tell them to save the date. The list isn't clean. So right after the event, take the next day to do some housekeeping. Make sure you have the people that said they were going to come came. If you're going to make any calls, those follow-ups to make sure they met your physician, go ahead and do that, or have a game plan for how you're going to do it. Send out that email, send out that social media post. And then clean up your database. Make sure that the people who RSVP'd are on a certain, you know, list, and that your list is clean so that next time you do an event, you're ready to rock and roll.
Absolutely. If that's not the right contact person, if they've left, if they've retired, if the doctor doesn't read his emails, because some of them don't, who is the right person in the practice to get that email to transfer that information to the physician?
And then I would recommend doing a debrief, even if it's just 10 minutes with your team, you know, debrief. And what did we learn in the process? Not just what did we learn about our, you know, putting on an event, but what did we learn through that outreach and through those conversations at the event? Because here's the thing, you're going to talk to people. They may not come, but they're being, you know what? Thanks for inviting me. I'm not going to be able to make it. However, I sent you a patient 3 weeks ago and I never heard back. And I don't want to just send patients and not hear back. And that's a
Absolutely.
Good piece of information. You're also going to get all that when you're talking to people at the night of. Mm-hmm. And so take that, like, catalog it, move it into motion the next day, tell people that you're moving into motion, deepen those referral relationships or whatever relationship you're trying to achieve.
Absolutely.
So with that, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we'll see you next time on the Dr. Marketing Tips Show. Thanks a bunch.
See you later.
Thanks for listening to the DrMarketingTips.com podcast. If there's anything from today's show you want to learn more about, check out DrMarketingTips.com for our podcast resource center with all the notes, links, and goodies we mentioned during the show. If you're not already a subscriber to our show, please consider pressing the subscribe button on your podcast player so you never miss one of our future episodes. And if you haven't given us a rating or review yet on iTunes, please find a spare minute and help us reach and educate even more of our medical practice peers. Thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Doctor's Orders.